You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff concludes the powerful series on the gifts of the Spirit by focusing on one of the least understood gifts in the church, the interpretation of tongues. Today, we'll define what this gift is and why God gave it to the church, exploring how it differs from mere translation and how it reveals His heart to His people. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Awaken to Deliver. We spent last week digging into the biblical gift of speaking in tongues, looking at different expressions and purposes. Today, we turn the corner into our final gift listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the gift of the interpretation of tongues. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, "And to another, various kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues." This is not a man-made ability. This is not simply knowing more than one language. This is a supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit that allows a believer to declare in a known language the meaning of something spoken in an unknown language by the Spirit. Now, from the very start, we need to make something clear. Interpretation is not the same thing as translation. Translation is a word-for-word rendering from one language to another. Interpretation is about receiving and expressing the meaning of the Spirit-given utterance. It is Spirit-to-Spirit communication that is then spoken in words that the hearers can understand. Now, our first point today is why interpretation exists in the church. God is not the author of confusion. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. When He speaks to His people, He intends for them to understand. The gift of interpretation is His way of ensuring that a message in tongues doesn't just display His power, but delivers His truth. Without interpretation, a public tongue in a church service remains a mystery to everyone listening. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5, "Now I wish that you all spoke in tongues, but rather that you would prophesy, and greater is the one who prophesies than the one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets so that the church may receive edification." And there's the purpose: edification. A public tongue that is interpreted carries the same weight as prophecy. It strengthens, encourages, and sometimes corrects the church because it's God's word for that moment, made understandable. Now, let me take you to an example in the Old Testament that helps give the Spirit understanding. Now, even though the New Testament gift of interpretation of tongues is unique to the church, we can see shadows of this kind of Spirit-given understanding in the Old Testament. We look at Daniel chapter 5 with King Belshazzar of Babylon. He had held a feast using the sacred vessels taken from the temple in Jerusalem, and in the middle of his blasphemous celebration, a hand appeared and wrote a message on the wall, and it said, "Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin." Now, no one in the palace could read or interpret the writing, but then they brought Daniel in verse 16, and the king says, "But I personally have heard about you, that you are able to give interpretations and solve difficult problems. Now, if you are able to read this inscription and make its interpretation known to me." Daniel didn't just read the words, he gave the meaning And the meaning was a direct message from God to Belshazzar. His kingdom was weighed. It was found wanting and would be given to another. And this is the heart of interpretation. Taking something mysterious, God-given and unknown, and revealing its meaning so that the hearers can understand God's message and respond. So how does it differ from translation? In the natural world, a translator's job is accuracy. Every word rendered faithfully into the target language. In the spiritual gift of interpretation, accuracy matters, but it's not about exact words. It's about the intent of the Spirit. For example, if a tongue is given publicly, the Spirit may reveal its meaning to the interpreter as a theme or a complete thought rather than a direct word-for-word sequence. And this is why Paul never calls it the translation of tongues, but the interpretation of tongues. The Holy Spirit is the source of both the tongue and the interpretation. And he ensures the meaning, not just the syllables, reaches the hearers. Now, these two gifts are meant to work together. Paul lists them side by side in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, because public tongues are incomplete without interpretation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 27 through 28, he writes, "If anyone speaks in a tongue, it must be two or at most three, and each one in turn, and one is to interpret. But if there is no interpreter, he is to keep silent in church and have him speak to himself and to God." This tells us three important truths. Number one, tongues in a public setting should be limited and orderly. Number two, there must be an interpretation for the church to benefit. And number three, if no interpretation comes, the tongue should remain private. If we want to see the gifts of the Spirit flourish, we must also be willing to operate in the gifts that ensure clarity. Many churches avoid public tongues because they've never been taught how interpretation works. Others have had bad experiences with misuse, so they shut it down entirely. But God gave this gift for a reason, so that when he moves through tongues, his people will understand and be built up. Interpretation bridges the supernatural moment to the human understanding. When interpretation is functioning properly, the result is not confusion, but conviction. On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, people from many nations heard the disciples declaring the mighty deeds of God in their own languages. Peter then stood and explained what it all meant, anchoring it in the prophecy of Joel. That's the role of interpretation, to make God's voice clear so that his people can respond in faith, whether it's calling to repentance, bringing comfort, or confirming his will. Interpretation turns mystery into a message. The gift of interpretation of tongues is not about showing off a spiritual skill. It's about making sure God's heart is understood when he speaks through tongues. It's the Spirit's way of ensuring that his voice builds up the body, not leaves it puzzled. Now ask yourself today, have I been willing to let God use me in this way? Have I prayed, as Paul instructs in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13, for the ability to interpret? If God were to give you the meaning of a tongue in a service, would you have the courage to speak it? This week, we will explore how to guard the purity of this gift, how to recognize the Spirit's prompting, and how to activate it in your life. And tomorrow, we will look at how to guard the purity of the gift of interpretation, why accuracy matters, and how Scripture teaches us to test the spirits so we don't mistake human opinion or deception for the voice of God. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.